Hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. It is now 8 p.m. on Sunday.
This song is dedicated to the World Health Organization. It's a medical song, and it concerns a disease whose classification, according to the International Classification of Diseases, is 302.0.
Tom Robinson Band, Glad to Be Gay. Hello and welcome, folks. You're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is now 8 p.m. on this Sunday evening. My name is Rue, and you're listening to The Yellow Bridge Road, CFRC's home of British and Irish music. And I just can't end the month of June without playing this song. It's kind of a tradition on this station, on this show at this point. Iconic song, kind of Britain's national gay anthem, really. Tom Robinson's Glad to Be Gay from their 1979 album Power in the Darkness, and it's just such a powerful song still. It was at the time protesting the policing of queer spaces by the police, and Tom has frequently updated the verses to reflect the political situation in the UK at different points in time and around the world, and it's just such an anthem that of course we had to start this week's show with it. Welcome to the show, folks. We've got a lot of great music for you. It's summer, we're into the live music space. We've been going out to shows and we can't wait to tell you guys all about it. So we're going to have a little bit of live music on the show, some reviews, some new releases, lots of albums as the year's kind of heating up. We're kind of coming to the half-year point, and I imagine at some point this month or next month where we might have to do one of those, you know, recaps of the sort of best albums up to the halfway point of the year, but we'll cross that bridge when I am able to do it. We're going to start off with some new music, some new releases, albums and such have been on our mind. There's an album that I actually have been listening to for a little while and haven't really got the chance to put on radio yet. It's by the incredible Joshua Idahan, who's sort of been doing ambient, spoken word, almost experimental poetry set to music. But as the album progresses, you see it almost becomes this really fun, catchy, danceable record that also just has a lot of really good things to think about on it. And the album is called I Know You're Hurting, Everyone Is Hurting, Everyone Is Trying, You Have Got to Try, which I think even beats out Fall Out Boy for long album titles. That came out on the 6th of March, and I'm going to play us one song from it called This Is The Place. And then some new music from Orla Gartland, who has been kind of quiet for a little while. This is her first new release since her 2024 album Everybody Needs a Hero, but she's worked on a new song for the soundtrack of the Apple TV series Trying, and that's where this song comes in. It's called At the End of the Day. So we'll listen to those two tracks and then we'll be back. You can find both these artists on Bandcamp, so do go check them out. Joshua Idahan is Joshua IDEHEN.bandcamp.com, and Orla Gartland, you spell her name OrlaGartland.bandcamp.com, and let's get started off with Joshua Idahan. This is The Place on CFRC Radio.
And getting away from the everyday problems of life. What do you think of this?
I think it's all about the rhythm
and the love.
And the rhythm and the love.
This is The Place.
The rhythm and the love.
This is The Place.
And the rhythm and the love.
Where I pick my pieces
and the
up.
Love.
Not every house
and
is holy, but this room here is holy to me.
The love.
This is my church.
And the love. And the rhythm.
Where I bubble, where I dance.
Love. Love. And the rhythm.
Traveling at the speed. Connected to something deeper.
And the rhythm.
I'm not alone in this room. And we
love.
Dance.
Love. Love. And the rhythm.
Where we bubble. And we dance.
Love.
All of us.
done.
People getting together, having a good time, enjoying themselves, and getting away from everyday problems of life.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's all about the rhythm and the love. And what you can do with the rhythm. And the love. And 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 the rhythm. And the love.
Traveling at the speed of bass. And I won't waste none of it. First step before you go ahead and make the whole move. What we do here is make the first step.
That's At the End of the Day, that's on the soundtrack of the Apple TV show Trying, and she's on the fifth season. We also had some new music from Joshua Idahan. This is from his album I Know You're Hurting. Everyone is hurting, everyone is trying, you've got to try. It's a mouthful of an album, but it is a brilliant album. We heard the song This Is the Place, And if there is one song on the album that you've got to listen to, which we have played on the show before, it's Mum Does the Washing, which apparently started off as a bit of a Twitter thread back in the day and kind of just evolved into this whole spoken word track, and it is a brilliant track. It's basically Joshua comparing different systems like capitalism, communism, socialism, to how your mum would do the washing. And it is really funny and it is really astute. And it's just a brilliant observational song and a brilliant album, so you should go check that out. We're going to play some more new music on the show, some more studio releases, and then after that we'll talk more about live music, because it is festival season after all, as the summer is truly kicking in. And I think a lot more festivals are starting to find ways to broadcast some of their stages, which gives me the opportunity to bring them to you on air, which is quite exciting, because otherwise it's sort of only the kind of big televised flagship festivals, your Glastonbury's and parts of your Reading festivals and such in the UK, and occasional broadcasts from national broadcasters similarly across Europe. We have a lot more this time, and I'm glad to be bringing some of that, but that'll happen later on in the show. Let's have some new music from the Manchester band Pincher. They released an EP called I Really Mean It This Time, and it's kind of across a few different dynamics, really. It's loud, it's buzzy, it's also lush and indie at the same time. I'm going to play us a song on it called Home, and you can find them at P-Y-N-C-H-E-R, pincher.bandcamp.com. Then some South London heavy alt rock from the trio Dead Air, who released their EP Worldwide Villainy a few months ago, and there's a song on it called Crossing the Rubicon, of which they've said, this is about taking risks that can spiral into catastrophe, is what their guitarist Lyle Salvatore says. Without sounding too dramatic, that's what committing to music can feel like. You know the odds, but you go for it anyway. Find them at officialdeadair.bandcamp.com. And then a new Bristol band, a four-piece called New Cut, have released their second EP. It's called Sleepers, Mourners. It's their first new release, first sort of EP since 2023, and they've cited influences on this all the way from fellow Bristolians and excellent band Lime Garden to Protomata to Gang of Four, from Blur to Benson Boone. They've got it all, and there's a song on the EP that I think really stands out. It's called Valuable Customer, and it's just the kind of cutting, you know, social commentary, social observational stuff that is really good. They are called The New Cut once again, but we're going to be starting off with Pincher. This is Home on CFRC Radio.
Does it feel like home? 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 Never feels like home.
With Valuable Customer. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Like I said, that track is really good, isn't it? It's just so well written and it just makes you sit up and listen to it. We also heard some music from Dead Air, a new song called Crossing the Rubicon, and Pincher with their song Home. We are going to stay in Manchester. Pincher were from Manchester as well, because I'm bringing you some new music from a band called Crush, who are the shoegaze band from Manchester, who I found on the Focus Wales Festival lineup this year, and I thought they were really cool. They have a brand new song, and off it they say that they wrote the riff in a guitar shop. They brought the riff home, they slowed it down, they sludged it up, and ended up with this heavy, shoegazy, kind of chuggier but also dreamier sound. The song's called Great Dane, and of the lyrics, they say that it's just kind of overheard conversations on a train that they put together into the track. You spell their name, C-R-U-U-S-H, band.bandcamp.com. The track is called Great Dane once again, and then alt jazz musician Yasmin Lacey has a brand new single called Sweetest Season. It's produced by Ezra Collective's Femi Colioso, who she has also collaborated with. Of course, she was on the Ezra Collective track God Gave Me Feet for Dancing, which is just such a beautiful song. But she's been busy lately. I mean, her last album, Teal Dreams, came out last year in October, and she's been touring for it a bit. But she was also a part of Harry Styles' curated lineup for Meltdown Festival, which is this artist-curated lineup, kind of 2 weeks of music at London's South Bank Centre, which is an art space, a co-working space, kind of arts event space in London. And it has a stunning lineup this year. Harry Styles has actually done a really good job of curating it as this year's curator. I saw the poster for it first when I was at a tube station in London, and I had to hold my friend up to just go, hang on a second, I need to read through this lineup, because there's not a single miss. So it ran from the 11th of June to tonight, the 21st of June, and the artists playing on it have included Yusuf Dayez, Bar Italia, the incredible jazz musician Kamasi Washington, Beverly Glenn Copeland, Dev Hines, Devontae Hines Ensemble is what they're called, that's basically Blood Orange, Nilufar Yanya, Orlando Weeks from the Maccabees, the artist that everyone's been talking about in the electronic world, Nina Jirachi, and of course, he himself performed. Harry Styles was over at the Royal Festival Hall, and he covered Montreal musician Patrick Watson's song Here Comes the River with an orchestra, and that has really been doing the rounds. And I was sitting there kind of going, I can't believe it, you're making me really like a former One Directioner, as a band that I wasn't really into when I was a kid, but it's just a beautiful version. He's done it with a full orchestra, and he also did a version of Bridge Over Troubled Waters, the Simon and Garfunkel song. And it just really comes to life with that orchestra. It's a really good performance, and I think you can find clips of it online. It's not officially like a broadcast thing or anything, which is why I'm just telling you about it. But the reason I was telling you about it is because Yasmin Lacey, who I'm going to be playing for you on the show, was also doing a DJ set at Harry Styles' Hourglass Disco as part of Meltdown Festival. And you can find Yasmin at YazminLacey. YasminLacey.bandcamp.com. We're going to be listening to her new single, Sweetest Season. And then we're also going to end this set of music with some new music from Gurriers. They've been on the show. Incredible guys. You know, you can go back and listen to that interview in whatever Yellow Brick Road archives you can find, the podcast probably. But this is their second album. It's called Nobody's Coming to Save You. It's coming out on the 25th of September, and they've just released the self-titled single. And they say it's a song that feels hopeless on first listen, but if you look at it more deeply, it's a call to action. They say no one's going to rise up if everyone expects someone else to do it. We all have to do our part in creating the change. Musically, it's this dense, dark track, you know, it's got the sort of like loud, quiet dynamics thing. And I almost couldn't tell in parts if their singer Dan was the one singing, because it sounds quite like different, and you know, there's a lot more kind of shouting and things like that. I did some asking around though, and there are in fact more Guerrilla members on vocals throughout this song. So I can't wait for the album. It is a pretty intense track. You can find them at Guerrillas, spelled GURRIERSDUB, standing for Dublin, .bandcamp.com. Let's get started off first with Crush. This is Great Dane on CFRC Radio.
Hand in hand, we'll blow the blues away. unknown is a new dawn, it's a new day. Stick with me, I'll keep you warm, yeah. Leave yesterday alone, yeah. Tell me I know you want more. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. We take shape, we hold faith, trust the feeling. Don't hold back, we don't lie, sweetest season.
Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming.
Nobody's Coming to Save You, the title track from their upcoming album that's out in September. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We heard a little bit of music from Crush, Manchester band, Yasmin Lacey, brand new jazzy single from her, and Gurriers, who we saw earlier this year. They were in town in March and we did a little interview with them, and you know, they kind of were hinting at something new coming up, that there might have been a new album in the works, and this is what it is. Incredible live band as well. So I think they are doing a North American tour, but it's more so just a US tour. So if and when they come back to Canada, you should go see them. Or if you're one of our listeners who's in the States, do go see them. But speaking of live music, you know, live music has been in full throttle right now. I think ever since North by Northeast started, I have been going to almost a gig a night. You know, like, we did all the incredible shows at North by. Just before that, I did a little interview with a band called Villanelle, who a lot of you may know as Gene Gallagher, Liam Gallagher's son's band, and really like good kind of grunge show that they put on live. We did a little chat with them as well, and since then it's just been, you know, almost a show a day. Like I was telling you last week, we talked to the incredible Bug Club, Welsh band, Welsh duo, very prolific, who've just released their 7th album. They were in town on Thursday. We went and saw them. On Wednesday, we saw the band Black Country New Road. That show had kind of, you know, been talked about for a little while. And then the day before that, another incredible Welsh band, Panic Shack, who we love on this show. That debut album made, I think, our 2025 albums of the year long list. So it's been a really busy time in terms of live music, and I wish we could get through all of them in a single show, but we'd be here for hours if we did that. So we'll go through it as sort of the weeks go by, but I want to tell you a bit about the Black Country New Road show that I went and saw. So Black Country New Road started out, you know, as kind of one of the most promising of the windmill scene bands that were coming out in the late 2010s. They came up at around the same time that bands like Black Midi started coming out, Shame, a little further away, bands like Fontaines DC out in Ireland as well. Those were sort of like the first wave of post-punk bands, that sort of guitar bands even, that were starting to come out after a bit of a dry spell through the rest of the decade. And their sort of de facto leader as the singer-songwriter of the band was a guy called Isaac Wood, and he was with them for their very successful first album, and you know, they were kind of touted as being one of the most exciting new bands in the world, is what Six Music called them back in 2019. This was when singles like Athena and Sunglasses and things like that were really big on sort of indie radio and things like that. And I guess, like, after a while, Isaac sort of took a step back, decided he didn't want to be in that limelight anymore, and he kind of retired from music for a little while. And, you know, we'll talk about his comeback later, but the rest of the band were kind of left without a leader for a while, and this was just as their, what a lot of people would say, best album, Ants From Up Here, dropped. He left like weeks after, or just before the album came out. And so going on from there, the band decided that they weren't gonna tour those songs, they weren't gonna play them, and they were kind of gonna regroup and find a new direction to go in. And the way that they reinvented themselves after doing a few shows, a little mini tour with Black Midi and some smaller shows, where they were kind of playing new music that they were writing at the time, and that ended up being their Live at Bush Hall album. They got back into the studio and put out last year's album, Forever How Long, which is almost like the first album of this BCNR 2.0. And it's a very different album in terms of the lyrical themes, and musically as well, it takes a quite different direction. You know, now they split vocal duties between three members of the band. It's quite different to how they used to do it. They all kind of write songs as well, take on sort of this more fluid role in terms of who's the singer, who's the guitarist, who plays the flute, who plays the cello, and all of that. And I think obviously they've had a difficult time of it, but the way that they've come out with it has been really interesting to see as well. And when you see them live, I think any questions about what kind of a band they are go out of the window, because they put together this really convincing face live, that they are this kind of baroque pop band, multi-instrumentalists, multi-talented. They played a show at History. I think it could have easily been at a venue like Massey Hall as well. And you know, when they come out on stage, their music is this like ethereal kind of combination of multiple layers of sounds, textures, all of that. They're all obviously very talented musically. They come out whistling, playing bouzoukis, banjos, saxes, flutes, singing together, harmonizing, playing all these different instruments, sometimes in the space of a single track. And just build things in this kind of intensity, and you can tell that they're just so in sync with each other. The attention is never on just one member of the band at any given point, so they will kind of like have one member take a bit of a solo section, and as they do that, you know, you find that everybody else in the band will just kind of drop everything they're doing and just listen to whoever is taking a bit of a solo. So for example, when their bassist and singer Tyler Hyde goes on and does like a little Spanish lament on a classical guitar or something, everybody else is kind of paying attention to what she's doing. When their vocalist and violinist Georgia then decides to take vocal duties, everybody's attention is then focused over there. And there's a section actually where their pianist Maker Shaw takes on almost the role of the conductor of a band, but the band that she's conducting is specifically a band of recorders. So every member of the band gets out a recorder, and it feels a little bit like you're in primary school just watching, you know, because that's the primary school instrument, isn't it? Playing the recorder, and you just sit and watch, and there's this like five-piece recorder quartet that she's conducting as she's also singing and playing her keys, and the whole band's facing her for the song Forever How Long. And it's just a really focal moment in the show, and you can just tell how in sync they are as a band. So they are a really good, very accomplished band. I do recommend going and seeing them live if you can, because it's just an experience unlike anything else you've seen. The way that they kind of almost feel like a classical, you know, orchestra in a way, but they're doing it with these rock instruments, and they're doing it in a way that also manages to be loud and catchy and, you know, quite like pop music. So if you can go see them, go see them. They are an excellent live band. I'm also going to stick with the theme of live music, and we're going to play some music that's been happening out in Europe. So we talked a little bit last week about Primavera Festival, Primavera Sound. The main edition of that happens in Barcelona every year. That's the big one. But there are satellite festivals as well, you know, like how we have Lollapalooza as a traveling festival in various other cities around the world. Primavera Sound also goes out to Porto in Portugal, and they have a second edition of it there, and they also broadcast some of the sets that were happening there. So between us finally getting the sets from Primavera Barcelona, which was half rained out, and so things have sort of slowly been coming back in, and the second edition of that happened last week in Portugal, we're gonna have a little bit of live music. So we'll start with a bit of Wet Leg. This is from the actual Barcelona edition. I'm gonna play you a version of Pond Song. You can find them at wetleg.bandcamp.com. That's from their latest album, Moisturizer. We'll have some Kneecap as well, who absolutely rocked the stage in Porto as one of the headliners and, you know, played an incredible set. I'm gonna play us a song from their new album that's come out, the album Fenian. The song's called Cold at the Top. And then Yard Act, who just dropped an unreleased song in their set, also at Porto. This is a single, a song called New Beginnings, which they said is going to be a future single. Album's coming out on the 17th of July. You're going to need a little music. Find them at yardact.bandcamp.com. And then when we're back, we're coming back to a festival closer home. We'll be at North by Northeast. We're going to be joined by Snake Eyes, Brighton punk rock duo. We talked to them just before their set at the Sneaky D's on the Thursday of the festival about their debut album Cash Rich that just came out earlier this year, and a lot of other things about writing, about being DIY and all of that. You can find them at wehavesnakeeyes.com. Let's get started off with Wet Leg, Pond Song, live in Barcelona for Primavera Festival. Enjoy!
Small town girl, trying to make We're Kneecap from West Belfast and Danny. It's a pleasure to be at Primavera Porto. We played in Barcelona last week at Primavera, and that was fucking exceptional. Is this going to be better tonight? Well, let's see.
Working your bird at the door, trying to hurt the shit of you, leave it, ain't got a little. Maybe they're fooling me new, a couple of boys that I knew. Beginning crowd, yeah, they hit my past, you're out of Kevin. I swear you're chopping and dipping on the wrong from the cast, when you're trying to make a living, earn a scallion, get the money, ask baggies and scale. I'm too nervous in the back when you're trying to avoid the deal. Fuck a deal, legal bird, he be talking some shit. Stick this on repeat and you'll be flirting, getting in out of hiding soul. I swear you go with the flow, but that's the wild bro, analyze.
You're way too slow.
So Janicky, burning animal. You learn your regular verbs down. No one will hear what you're saying ever. Bro, listen, you're too clever. You said I wouldn't work.
Never rich, that's never.
So down the garden, then you're ugly, I'm a hacking. Yeah, you learn your couple of fuckle if you wanna get paid. You learn your couple of fuckle if you wanna go to jail. You learn your couple of fuckle just to stay out of trouble.
Scarra is a toad, standing in my word. I must get through the veil and you're moving up your merch. You're just a couple of pern, walk cautious on the ground. A scavenger and scale and a wiggle get around. Scarra is a toad. In my bird, I'm walking through the veil, and you open up your mouth. From just a couple of pounds, walk cautious on the ground. Stamped on a scale, but the wind will get around.
Call the fuck to be subtle. Jump the mustard, jump the gene. Need your mustard, trouble, stumble. Fuck it, it's a work, a triple team. You start to stumble. We're not to your mess, get drunk. It's a regular requirement, let's go humble. Where's the fuck this IPF? You heard the virus, just eating rim if you have IBS. You can save my arc, I have your guy's a mess. And he's trying his best. Twist me out, this front and I believe just die in the day.
Northeast Festival. I'm joined by both of Snake Eyes down all the way from Brighton for North by Northeast. Hello guys, how are you guys doing?
We are so good. We're having such a beautiful time in Canada.
Having a hot one.
It is a warm day. It's definitely a warm day. I mean, you've come kind of at the summer, the kind of the point where summer hits Canada. If it was 2 weeks ago, you may have had a snowstorm or something like that.
Yeah, we've heard it gets to like minus 20, but it's freaking hot at the minute. We're sweating up a storm, but yeah, it's a beautiful country. We're having a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed you're in a jumper. I can't imagine that's easy right now.
Yeah. We commit to stage outfits, so for the next campaign, I'm going to be in a thong, I think.
Thong and a string vest would be a good look for you, I think, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's when you've really got to come back in the summer. But you've been in Canada for this week, and you've done Windsor already. How's kind of the North American experience been for you guys?
It's been so nice. There seems to be a DIY element to the scene in Canada.
For sure.
That reminds me of scenes from when I was younger, which is really, really lovely. So we worked with a promoter called Happy Little Crowd, I think it's called, a guy called Sean, and he hooked us up with some of his friends who put us up. They like fed us, they showed us around. And it was just so nice. It was very wholesome. The show was great. People were very receptive. And, yeah, we just had a nice time, you know. It's been soaking it in as it's happened, mm-hmm. You know.
The DIY thing suits you guys quite a lot, because I get the sense that you guys have done a lot of, like, underground work. The music sounds a bit lo-fi and DIY as well in a lot of places, in the best way. So I feel like it's a perfect vibe for you guys.
That's right. We quite literally do everything ourselves. We he shoots and